And welcome back to another Park Train. I'm one of your co-hosts, Evan Singer. Matt couldn't be with us today, so it's just yours truly. Really excited to give you guys to this new type of episode. It's a brand new mini-series called Pre-Round Prep. But before we do, first of all, if you're new, welcome aboard. Thanks for joining. When you're on the Par Train, golf, the hardest game in the world, can feel easy. Well, our mission is to understand why something so hard could feel so effortless sometimes, and maybe take those lessons off the course and understand how to just be better in life. We have interviews from PGA Tour pros, best-selling authors, CEOs, mental coaches, and more, so you'll get the motivation to keep chugging and the tools to enjoy the ride. Before we get to this episode, a quick word from our friends at Roback. Guys, you hear us talk about Roback a lot. It's because it's our favorite thing to wear on and off the course, and their hoodies just dropped again. They're back in stock. They launched their performance hoodies a few months ago, and they sold out immediately. And I've been waiting, counting down the days until these hoodies are back. I'm going to get a few of them. From what I've heard from people that have gotten them and reviews we've seen and people DMing us, they say it's their favorite garment they've ever owned, the first thing they wear out of the wash, and they wear them on and off the course. Apparently, they're just incredibly stretchy, so comfortable, and they look good. So hit the link in our show notes or go to at the Par Train on Instagram and Twitter, Facebook, all of them. And we always have our Roback link in there. So no need to enter a code. The 15% off will apply off your first Roback order in your cart. So make sure you do that. Okay, guys, I'm super excited because this is a brand new mini series called Pre-Round Prep. And the reason we're testing this out, we'd love your feedback. If you want to leave us a review or DM us on Instagram, we know that people are commuting less, people have less time, and it's sometimes tougher to listen to an hour-long podcast. So we wanted to test something short. We wanted to test a 3 to 8 minute little snippet designed for you guys to kind of listen to right before you tee off, get you in the right mindset before you go play golf. This one is called The Golf's Gambit. It's only 5 minutes long. I'm not going to give too much away, but essentially it's about making golf reactive like all the other sports out there, and almost treat it like chess, hence the play on words with Queen's Gambit. Thanks for listening. As always, guys, give us a subscribe, a follow on social at the Par Train. And thanks as always for joining. It means a lot to us. Play well out there. And even if you don't, I hope you enjoy the ride. Take care, guys. And today I want to talk to you about making golf a reactive sport. Now, everyone says golf's the hardest game because it's not like baseball or tennis or football or basketball. You're going against an opponent and you're reacting to the game and letting athleticism and instinct take over. But in golf, you have time to think and overthink, right? But can we make golf a reactive game just like the others and let body and instinct take over? I think we can. I tried it this past weekend and it worked. So how do we do this? Well, let's start. Think about chess for a second. A lot of you might have seen Queen's Gambit, right? It's bringing chess back into the mainstream. We played a little bit, my girlfriend and I, and we had some fun with it and rediscovering this old classic game. And, you know, I thought a lot about the parallels here. And what happens when in chess, when you're backed into a corner, what do you do? Well, a lot of times you say, okay, well, in your mind, I have three moves to make. What's my best move here? I remember that statement. You don't wallow in your own sorrow and embarrassment for being backed into a corner. You just do your best to make the next best move possible, right? Think about baseball. You might be down one run in the bottom of the ninth. You get a man on first. On offense, the manager might bunt that player to second because that's the next best move considering the situation. On the flip side, on defense, you might intentionally walk someone to give yourself a better chance at a force out, right? In both scenarios, you are sacrificing something that you might not do because in the moment, it's the best move you can make. Think about football. You're down 10 points with less than 2 minutes to go. You're in the red zone, but it's fourth down, right? A lot of coaches nowadays, they kick a field goal and then try and get an onside kick and score and get seven. These teams, what they share, you know you're behind the eight ball, right? But you're trying to give yourself the best chance to win. You accept your reality in that moment and you give yourself the best chance. I think the same mentality can happen with golf. And I tried it, as I said yesterday. And, you know, I've never felt so free on the course. And you might be thinking, well, that's easy for you. You're a mental coach and you have all the tools. Yeah, well, coaches struggle too. And I've been struggling a lot on the course because I've been playing golf swing and trying a lot of different things. And I tried this yesterday because I wanted to test this at my lowest on the course. And I thought a lot about my round as single moves. I thought that anytime I get into trouble, I'd say to myself, okay, what's my best move here? Like the chess example, right? And what it did is it helped take me out of my round. It helped prevent any negative self-talk or feeling like a failure, or it prevented things from compounding and putting me into a negative spiral, right? So what if the game of golf isn't actually about hitting fairways and greens? What if it's actually the game I just described, the recovery? What if the game of golf is the recovery, the thinking yourself around tough situations to give yourself a better chance the next time? So next time you play, next time you tee it up, try this. And it can apply to life too, right? Something tough pops up and ask yourself, okay, this is the situation I'm in. I'm backed into a corner. What's my best move here? I've got a few options. Let's go with the best one. And you do that, and what's going to happen is you're just going to be out there playing the game and giving yourself the best chance at par or birdie, whatever you're going for. And I bet you you'll end up playing happier, have less of a need to try and control your ball or the results. And because of this, you'll probably shoot lower scores. So guys, I urge you, let's go out there. Let's try something different. Instead of playing with fear and trying to control the ball and trying to make things not happen, let's accept everything that happens. Let's embrace the recovery as the new game of golf. And you can go ahead and make golf just as a reactive sport as all the others we talked about. Best of luck out there, guys. Enjoy the ride.